This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's catch up with AMI content development specialist Sylvie Fiquette for the Pacific Regional Report. And Sylvie joins us from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, good morning, Sylvie. Hey, Sylvie, we haven't necessarily talked too much about any of the storms this week on, at least today, in regards to British Columbia. Just curious how folks are holding up there. I know it's been a couple more days of rain in the Vancouver area and in the interior mainland as well.
Yeah, it's been pretty brutal, Dave. I mean, especially in the Fraser Valley, and if you go towards Hope and into some of those areas like Merritt, where there have been evacuation orders and really difficult situations for the farming community here in the Fraser Valley. So they were able to manage to sort of have enough support in place to hold back flooding, but there was increased flooding, and looks like we may be over the AR atmospheric rivers coming our way for a while. But hard to say, you know, it's really unpredictable. Yeah. We are definitely facing climate change, yeah, and there are issues.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were on high alert this week, keeping a very, very close eye on some of those dikes and some of that flooding. And it is nice to see that maybe the damage this week has not been as catastrophic as a couple weeks ago, but certainly folks are still feeling that impact all across the region. Sylvie, let's jump into the Neil Squire Society. Like many other disability organizations, Neil Squire is going to be hosting a global event for the UN Day of Persons with Disabilities tomorrow. But just before we get into the event, give us a reminder of what Neil Squire offers in terms of services.
Yeah, this is Neil Squire is an incredible organization, Dave. I'm sure many of our listeners are aware of them. They're a Burnaby-based not-for-profit using technology, knowledge, and passion to empower Canadians with disabilities. They have offices across the country. The organization is just committed to the vision of economic and social inclusiveness for all people with disabilities, and they have a huge, robust amount of programming that they offer, and focused on removing workplace barriers through finding solutions for access to equipment, assistive tech, and just building skills for individuals. So they really have incredible programs. They, just to highlight one, Makers Making Change is committed to creating an international community of makers who support people with disabilities within their communities by creating accessibility solutions.
Yeah, thank you for that reminder, Sylvie. We've talked about them a lot on the air this year with a couple of different individuals on the show, like Ryan Delahanty, Marco Pasqua, but it's always good to highlight some of the awesome work they do before we jump into what they have planned for the UN Day of Persons with Disabilities.
Yeah, so this is really great. Neil Squire's staff will be attempting to land in the history books with a Guinness World Record title for the most users to take an online assistive technology lesson in 24 hours. So taking place tomorrow, UN Day of Persons with Disability, December 3rd, the organization wants to raise awareness of the need for affordable assistive technology solutions. Neil Squire says in Canada, roughly 80% of people with disabilities use assistive technology, while 27% need at least one more device. Cost is cited as the main barrier, according to Stats Canada. So they're extremely focused on AT, assistive technology, and bringing a global awareness about the need for people with disabilities.
So let's say somebody wants to help out and help them break that world record. How can they sign up?
Yes. So those wanting to participate need to register online by visiting atworldrecord.com. Once they're registered, participants will receive a confirmation email. Access to the lesson plan will be available on December 3rd using the link in the email by clicking the My Lesson tab. To be included in the record, the following must be completed. So the lesson must start and end within 24 hours from 12 a.m. Eastern on December 3rd. The Pacific start time is Thursday, December 2nd. So that's tonight at 9 p.m. The lesson must last at least or a minimum of 30 minutes continuously. If you're registering with your organization or class, each person must register and go through the lesson for it to count as individual entries. So check them out. You can visit Neil Squire if you'd like at neilsquire.ca to read more about this, or just go right to the at worldrecord.com.
Excellent. Hopefully folks can get over there and get involved in that program and help them break a record. That's always fun. Sylvie, let's jump over to a different story. A Coquitlam woman has won an Olympic medal for her unique architectural design for a new accessible park. Now, Sylvie, these Olympics, they're not for a few months, but the International Committee is already handing out Olympic medals. What are these for, Sylvie?
Yeah, Dave, it sounds like it's not too late for you and I to win an Olympic medal. Maybe not as an athlete, but potentially as an architect of accessible design. So Narita Iko of Coquitlam, working on her master's degree in architecture at UBC, has won an Olympic medal for her design plan to turn a gloomy car lot into an accessible park. Iko shared, "You need to build the city for everyone." The recent architectural grad is now working for the city of Coquitlam on park projects that promote inclusivity and accessibility.
So what was it that made Narita Iko's submission a winner?
Yeah, so the IOC and IPC and the International Association for Sports and Leisure Facilities hold this architectural competition ahead of the games and invite these submissions. So Iko's award-winning submission was chosen because how it turned an underutilized and very drab space into a vivid and translucent facility, providing a range of activities like green pocket parks and service facilities for the benefit of the local communities living there. So her design aimed to make the Granville Gateway accessible for all, saying it's important to ensure everyone is included, especially in recreational activities.
Very, very cool. Hey, Sylvie, last time we spoke about a month ago was right before I made my way out west, and you assured me that when I was on Vancouver Island on the coastline, I was going to see seals and much more. Well, your assurances were true. I saw dozens of seals, and I also saw a family of otters about 3 feet away from me. So you were bang on about nature finding me on Vancouver Island.
Woohoo! It was Saturna Island, right?
It was Souk. It was the Bay of Souk in the south part of Vancouver Island.
Okay, great. And beautiful there. I'm sure you got out before any of that atmospheric river weather.
So I was actually in Vancouver when some of that rain started. Now, obviously, it didn't impact Vancouver in the same way that it impacted places like Abbotsford or like the interior. But I was there from the Saturday till the Monday when they had about, 240 millimeters of rain over the course of 48 hours. It was pretty stunning.
Yeah, I remember you asked whether you needed that you had a waterproof rain jacket. Now, did that work out for you?
Yes, it definitely did work out for me. The waterproof jacket was definitely a purchase that was well made.
So fantastic.
I'm always glad I can get insider advice like that from you, Sylvie. Hey, Sylvie, thank you for this. Have a great day. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too, Dave. Thanks very much.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.